Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker on Republic Broadcasting Network, February 3, 2007, and we're here with coverage of what's on the Beltway, what's medical opinions, legal opinions, but more than that, some insights in connecting the dots in several disciplines around the world. I want to congratulate the some added listeners from Canada and Australia, and a few from Japan. Welcome to Parker Pathways. I want to let you know about the Federal Drug Administration has open call on comments by February 19th, 2008, on some changes which are highly influenced by Parker Pathways that started in 2003 concerning manufacturing practices in pharmaceuticals. But of course, that's the water we drink as well. And what the FDA has on open call for comments to the FDA is the elimination of the Environmental Protection Agency water standard. And this is to be replaced with a requirement that all water be safe for human consumption. This is the first time in the history of the United States that this has ever been done, that all water be safe for human consumption. The caveat there is that the government's trying to get people to drink reusable water, which is really recycled sewage water, and I'll be very much involved in having the listeners toward a national amendment for the Toilet to Tap the Table initiative nationally. The other addition is the addition of bioburden testing as an example of in-process testing for all processes for pharmaceutical and processed materials for food. We had, I think, a lot to do with that. The FDA mentions this, and this is bioburden testing has to do with the chemicals that are being tested in the human body that are toxic and are changing in the biochemistry of the human body for food and water. This is an extraordinary development in the history of the United States. First time officially in the United States of America to have any type of effect on the food and water that's ingested, not rubbed on the body. Britain has decided that they're going to go the other way. They're going to deny treatment to anyone over 65 and any healthy person who is obese, and take that as a way for their health care promulgations. This is part of the new health care system that is being touted for presidential candidates in the United States. When we come back to the other end of the break, we're going to pursue the internalization of real danger out there and how we can prevent it.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is Dr. Wynn Parker, Parker Pathways, and I wanted to finish up on the Federal Drug Administration's new good manufacturing practices that they have as an open call from the public as a window from starting at February 19th, that these comments are due by February 19th concerning if you don't want any testing of the water, or if you want the drug products to be contaminated as they are, or you don't want the elimination of the EPA water standard to be replaced with the requirement that all water be safe for human consumption. But that, of course, the caveat is that sewage water is involved in that caveat. And when I first started in the year 2003, exposing the contaminants in the water were not just contaminants. We're talking the medical chemistry of the body. With that, the FDA told me, well, they didn't have any jurisdiction over the water because concerning its content, because it was a food. And the EPA, when I talked to the head of the EPA and the president's cabinet, they said, well, we don't have any control over the water for the drinking because it is a food. And then it was after that that I had a little something to do with the idea of having a date stamped on the water bottle. When you have your drinking water bottle, you'll see a date there on the bottle, and that has to do with the contaminants in the water and plus the kinds of plastic that afford its toxicity to the human body. So that is a big change in the history of the United States, to have at least the consideration by the Federal Drug Administration to change the standards by which the chemistry of the water is to be evaluated. And then, of course, we have other facts of what Britain wants to do, which is the opposite, and the United States, by not giving care or denying any treatment to anyone over 65 or anyone who has an unhealthy lifestyle or who is obese. And it's framed in a lot of these revisions by the government agencies in the United States to control who gets future care. And this is why I want a constitutional amendment for the content of food, water, and medical protocols, and medical protocols being the testing concept that goes into testing for these various situations and harms to the body. And several harms to the body can be from any kind of form. It can be from radiation. It can be from food contaminants, from disinfectants, which we've talked about, that are carcinogenic as well. And I am very honored to have as a guest today Lorraine Moret, who is a very knowledgeable person as a geoscientist about deuterated uranium and the effect in our body. Lorraine, are you on air?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Good morning.
Good. Good morning.
Yeah,
How are you this morning?
Yeah, very good. Glad. Thanks for being the guest on Parker Pathway today. Did you hear the intro of what I exposed on the FDA?
Yes, I did.
What do you think of that?
Well, my comment is that the all of these government agencies were set up by the military and the Atomic Energy Commission to hide the effects of radiation from bomb testing in nuclear power from the American people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's no surprise at all.
Yeah. Well, I know that you're highly expertise in the subject that we're going to be dealing with today on deuterated uranium, but there are other aspects of this, how it affects the physiologies of mammalian cells and how the food and water is affected and how this affects, and it's all politically oriented, but as well. Are you familiar with the breaking story in the past 20 hours about a beryllium contamination at Livermore Labs in California?
Well,
have you heard about that?
I worked at Livermore for 2 years. I was in charge of the sampling database for the Superfund project.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, Livermore is a scientific whorehouse. And they, of course, they have beryllium contamination. I haven't heard this story, but the whole town is completely contaminated in the region. And just from their activity exploding depleted uranium out at Site 300, every person who's had their hair tested in the San Francisco Bay Area, I've been told by a hair analysis person, has uranium in their hair.
Mm-hmm.
So you just can't have a nuclear facility or a nuclear bomb factory and not poison the whole region.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is the story?
Well, the story is to me a cover story. What they're doing is saying that beryllium has been in contamination out there for a year or so, maybe longer. Three
oh,
people
no,
over.
Decades.
Yeah, but decades. That's the cover story.
Yeah.
And then at least three people have died from the ingestion of the metal and beryllium. And, of course, the symptoms for beryllium are very close to other symptoms that affect the lung. Some are tumor-oriented, have the cough, the usual look-alike of asbestos poisoning. But at the same time, they're neglecting to mention that they're saying, well, the dosage is not something to be concerned about, and not everyone is breathing it. And that's the cover story. And but I can remember the old days when I was involved with the Defense Department up front on the front line and doing cancer work before cancer was really the romance disease of death And that's what it was called, the romance of disease or death, because at that time cancer was considered sexually transmitted.
Oh.
Uh-huh, yeah. And that was the latest thing. But beryllium was what was one of the metals that we used to use as a radioactive tracer.
Oh, yeah.
You see, for the phosphorus, the alkaline phosphatase energy cell system.
Uh-huh.
And then to be able to measure it out in the serum of the patient. And then take that and re-inject it, which was really quite advanced at that time. Now, of course, we're going to get in today with the use of stem cells and radioactivity today to tie in with your expertise and have your comments about that. But we're really honored to have you start off after the break as well. Where your thoughts are on deteriorated uranium and all the implications of it. The listeners are going to have a rare treat here, because there are not many people walking around on this earth that know as much, that can expose as much concerning how far we've gone in terms of contamination on this planet. And in people's bodies with uranium byproducts. I mean, it's almost gotten to the point where Einstein's equation, energy changes to mass.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Has turned out to be that we're the mass, and a lot of other ways. I've done extensive writings on this subject too, as well. You know, and there's the editorial on the Republic Broadcasting Network page on chloramine causes collateral health damage, and I've suggested that drinking water have a black label.
Yes.
And I'm not joking. You know, of course, we've facilitated the FDA on their own to develop some kind of concept to be able to change the concept of. Well, we better look at the biosensor concept of how our products that we make with drugs and the use of the kinds of waters that we're using affect the manufacturing of the drugs. Well, I know personally, and you can add to this as well, even better than I can, is the fact that I know absolutely hands down that the water that's used in the pharmaceutical industry is radioactive.
Oh, I'm sure.
And number two, the function of radioactivity for food sterilization is it's good for moles and fungus, but it's not going to do you much good for protein assimilation in the human body, even though I know ionization has got to be done somewhere along the line. It's done already for spices. So, but you can start anywhere you like with your whole concept of how you got into exposing to the world the knowledge that you have, and also how you had. I'm interested personally in whistleblowing concepts, because I have felt for a long time that whistleblowers are the unsung heroes of this country, and they do more for this country than some people could ever believe. You could take a full force of people trying to go up against the government, but why would the government want to keep it from happening? And I can know that with the interview with Dr. Anthrax, I didn't interview her on Parker Pathways. That's a government deal, but you know, you take a little person like that and put him in Iran and fall in love with a guy from the Middle East, and look what the hell happened.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Well, we come back from the other end of the break, Lauren. The show is open to you, and you start right in and with your expertise.
Thank you.
V The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and we have as our guest Lorraine Morey, who is an expert and whistleblower of a very important subject that has to do with contamination from uranium, and plus we're going to have other tie-ins with other contaminants with uranium in water, food, and the human body. Lauren, you have a statement in explaining your work, which I find absolutely fascinating, and perhaps you can elaborate on it. Your statement is that the real danger from deteriorated uranium nanoparticles is that they are non-specific catalysts or enzymes. And when they get into a cell, they create a disruption of the information flow. It is called Gulf War syndrome, but is really a nanoparticle toxicity. I felt that was a very profound statement. And what is your views on that? And can you start with your work to explain that statement?
Yes. I'm actually a geoscientist, so I have a very interdisciplinary background in science, which has helped me tremendously to understand and to be able to explain to people, to make science transparent so that they could understand how radioactive nanoparticles cycle and recycle through the environment and through their own systems. Now, I've had a key person helping me. His name is Marion Falk. He was a Manhattan Project scientist at the University of Chicago. And he did all the research for the Livermore nuclear weapons program on the dispersion and the rain out of basically nanoparticles of radiation from bomb testing.
Mm-hmm.
And that was key to understanding how it cycles through the physical environment. But after he retired, he's 86 now, he has spent the rest of his life understanding the microbiology and the bioenergetics, and to have someone who understands both of those vast fields, it's almost impossible to find anyone like that. And what he's taught me is what you cannot learn in any university or from your own research. It's a lifetime of his unique experiences that he's really passed on to me so that I can warn the public around the world. And so I really have to thank him. We all have to thank him for his tremendous contribution.
Well, I hope one day that we can talk him into having a, depending on his energy, to be on Parker Pathways, because he would fit very nicely.
Well, you and he would sure have a party together talking about this.
Yeah, and I mean it, too.
Yes. So what he taught me was about how the body functions and the cells function. And, of course, we have hundreds of millions of cells in our body. And they are organized in a syncopated dance, which makes life possible. And they are controlled and organized by information flow. And in the cell, there are a large number of small molecules which are turned on or turned off by a specific catalyst for each cell, catalyst or enzyme. And so hormones and insulin and all kinds of chemical reactions come to the cell wall, knock on the cell wall door, and if they enter, they continue carrying the information throughout the cell. And if it's all organized and coordinated, and it has to happen in the right sequence, and it has to be the right specific enzyme at each small molecule in order for the information to go forward to the other molecules in the cell. And so what happens is depleted uranium particles, and of course this applies to other nanoparticles, including radioactive and non-radioactive particles, they behave according to the rules of quantum mechanics. They do not physically and chemically behave the way larger particles, larger than a tenth of a micron in diameter, do. And because they have a very large surface-to-volume ratio, and because the electrons on the surface are much freer to react, they are extremely, extremely toxic. And each of them has an unpredictable biological effect as a non-specific enzyme or catalyst.
Mm-hmm.
They are inhaled. 70% of the nanoparticles that are inhaled go through the blood-brain, go through the blood-lung barrier into the blood, and they're carried in the cholesterol and the lipids right through the cell wall into
mm-hmm.
the cell.
Well, the lipids are the communicator cell enzyme systems for energy for the cell.
That's right.
So that's very important. When we come back from the other end of the break, we're going to continue with this discussion and interject as to why Canada has closed off their nuclear reactors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is Parker Pathways, and we're discussing with our guest, geoscientist, Lorraine Moray, concerning deuterated uranium and its other aspects of its interference with cell energy transfer systems. Lorraine, I wanted to just, for the basis of our listeners who may not know what depleted uranium is, because it comes from a metallic uranium, I'll let you explain that. I could explain it, but I'd rather have you do it. What is depleted uranium?
Well, when you mine uranium, you get and extract the uranium metal, you get a ratio of three isotopes of uranium, which is constant throughout the universe, and this is because they have different half-lives. And so the only isotope that bomb makers and nuclear power plant people are interested in is uranium-235. But that is only 0.72%, less than 1% of all the metal that you extract from the ore. And so 99.3% of the uranium metal that's extracted is depleted uranium once you remove 0.5% of the U-235.
Mm-hmm.
And so most of it, most of what is thrown away or discarded or not useful is uranium-238. That makes up 99.5% of the uranium that is not useful.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it has a half-life of 4.5 billion years, the mm-hmm. age of the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Department of Energy has over a million tons of depleted uranium stored as uranium hexafluoride gas, which is how the uranium-235 is extracted from the mass of uranium. And Edward Teller said, what are we going to do with all of this fluoride? It's horribly neurotoxin, toxic, and it's also very corrosive. So what he devised was the chemtrail program and the drinking water program. So they converted the uranium hexafluoride gas into solid uranium, depleted uranium, and fluoride. And the fluoride was dumped in the drinking water of America because dilution was the solution to the DOE pollution
mm-hmm.
from fluoride.
That's
and there was never anything, a real benefit meant for the public. The fluoride actually in the mouth in toothpaste kills the bacteria. And so it does cut back on tooth decay, but the fluoride gets into the structure of the teeth and actually weakens the
mm-hmm.
Phosphate
right.
structure.
One comment I'd like to make on this is that on the addition of the secondary disinfectants, which are really being used as primary disinfectants like chloramine and chlorine, you add the fluoride to it. Of course, you're leaching lead from pipes at that point. But the whole thing, which goes into the drinking water, but the hydrofluoride gas, well, one of the steps that's in there, when I uncovered this as well, but I came from a different position, was the chloride dioxide gas, which the EPA sanctified in 1989 along with chloramine and chlorine. Chlorine is a direct relator to peer review systems for breast cancer, and chloramine has 17 different tumor artifacts, gene signal changes that have been done with animal and human studies, and we're up to 1989. They'd already researched for 15 years and found out on real people that this was a leukemia and cancer-causing agent. You add the chlorine dioxide, and you ask yourself, why would they add the chlorine dioxide gas, which I know the answer to it. There's a whole ream of things, but what they were doing was camouflaging what you're saying.
Yes.
In other words, they were putting in, if you add the chlorine dioxide into the drinking water, which they do as we speak across America and in France and Germany and China now, you're taking and causing a hydrofluoric idoacetic acid that's connected to a bromide.
Oh.
So the bromide acetic acid combines with the deteriorated uranium to cause what is called a conversion factor. I'm not give me some libertarian concepts here to interject into your reveal. But the whole thing is that the deteriorated uranium now becomes what is called a sepsis carrier. In other words, when it adds itself now with the hydroacetic acid, is now idoacetic acid, which now affects directly the endocrine system of the thyroid gland, the pancreas, which is one of the causations coming in for type 1 diabetes. You add that to the fluoride, which is added to that to now tie with the bromofluoric idoacetic acid, you now have a killing machine.
And now I interviewed on the on June 17th, I believe it was June 17th, an incredible interview with a person by the name of Janet Phelan. And she had exposed, she was a journalist in Los Angeles and working for the Los Angeles Times, and she uncovered the idea of the government putting the chips into the drinking water pipes, and these would be controlled by satellite. And they have a separate set of blueprints, according to her, and I saw the blueprints and the whole thing. They have one blueprint for the public and another blueprint for this system. Well, what you're doing is just selectively killing people if you wanted to. I'm not saying the government's going to do that, but that's what her reveal is. Well, what the carrier is for the chip is now coming into your arena of the nanotube concept and the nanoparticles that has to do with being able to trigger these nanoparticles that you're going to talk about by satellite. And this chip is actually a fluid combination chip, which has been extrapolated from biological enzyme systems. And I have seen the chip, and also it's got a special marking and the whole thing. So now, if you add the deuterated uranium with the fluoride, the hydrofluoric acid and the gas is now mixed with chlorine dioxide gas. That's mixed with the chloramine, which now is a carrier for the very organisms and viruses of which they're claiming they want to eliminate with Cryptosporidium and Giardia lambia as organisms in the water. So now you come along and mention this whole process, and the government's line is that the whole process of nuclear waste is in the form of plutonium-239 with a half-life of 24,000 years. So at the Kyoto meeting in Indonesia, they had a little paragraph in there for the sake of if you want to get a carbon credit, what you do is you just dump this stuff in the you just dump this process of the drinking water in such a way to take the nuclear waste and turn it into a fuel. So then you get a carbon credit for that. But in order to do that, you have to contaminate millions of people. Now, that's where we are right now. And then Canada, as of a week ago, closed its nuclear reactor that makes all the radioisotopes for 75% of the world. And the director there, Linda Keane, was fired for closing the thing down. She established that there are dangers of nuclear power and we shouldn't use it, and that was it. So the countries of France, Russia, Japan, and China have put a protest in the United Nations, which goes on the table tomorrow morning, concerning how we are going to take nuclear waste and turn it into fuel. And of course, we're in the climate change fiasco of misrepresentation of information. All of that in the process of this. So now we plant you into this whole thing, and you're revealing the exact reason we shouldn't even have deuterated uranium.
Depleted uranium.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's look at the big picture. The big picture, it took me 7 years, 8 years to figure out all of this, working 18 hours a day. But the big picture is that the City of London bankers, the international bankers, they actually control the nuclear power industry, and they also secretly control the nuclear weapons program. And since the 1700s, they have advocated for depopulation. They're the ones who started the overpopulation scam, and they have continued to hype this in the media that they control, in the universities that they control and serve their purposes. And so it's very it's just embedded in people's minds. But depopulation isn't necessary. It's actually capitalism and modern agricultural practices that have cut down by 10 times the amount of food production from these modern agricultural technologies. Indigenous technologies produce 10 times more food. So we don't have an overpopulation program, but in order to get a hold of the world's wealth, they have to exterminate populations. And so the nuclear power and the nuclear weapons programs and their byproducts are being engineered and used by the City of London, the international bankers, and the Wall Street bankers to cause the deaths of 2 to 4 billion people in future years. It's already done. We've been living in a continuous nuclear war since 1945,
mm-hmm.
Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Mm-hmm.
All of the atomic and hydrogen bombs have depleted uranium in them. It's packed around the tiny plutonium core, which is less than 20 pounds. And so all these nuclear bomb tests that were done, the equivalent of 40,000 Hiroshima bombs, were released into the atmosphere by the superpowers doing their bomb testing starting in 1947 and continuing until 1963 when the Partial Test Ban Treaty ended bomb testing by Russia, Britain, and the U.S., but other states continued. And so the City of London owns the nuclear power industry. They own the nuclear weapons industry, or it serves their purposes. And they've initiated this campaign to exterminate 2 to 4 billion people.
Mm-hmm.
The genetically modified organisms, the GM, the whole GM industry is part of that. The poisoning of drinking water is part of that. This is happening all over the world, and it's being directed from a central location. It's being directed from the City of London. And the Queen of England and the Rockefellers own much of the uranium supplies around the world. Most of the uranium deposits are in Australia, Africa, and Canada. So that serves the purposes of the British Empire, and the Queen of England personally owns. It's not the royal family, it's not the crown, it's the Queen of England who personally owns the uranium.
Yeah, I know that this has a high probability of, of truth. And the thing I opened the show with, this idea that Britain signs tomorrow, the same day that it goes to the United Nations, this subject that we're talking about, that Britain is denying treatment to anyone over 65 or people who have unhealthy lifestyles, and plus people who are obese. And they put them in what I call, what I've always called the economy of scale, which is a certain percentage of the people are going to die anyway kind of statement, which is usually used. And it always has been said about 5% for about 10 years now. So the addition of people being selectively programmed in to be curtailed on health care is integrally involved in your statement, I feel.
And well, it's let me just read to you a statement from the National Security Memo 200, April 24th, 1974. The title of this memo is Implications of Worldwide Population Growth for U.S. Security and Overseas Interests. This is from a paper I've written. Depopulation, this is not the memo, this is the intro. Depopulation through a continuous global covert nuclear war has been waged against citizens, paid for by citizens through taxation, and privatized and secretly implemented by the global ruling elite. From 62 years of depleted uranium wars alone, global public health has been devastated by large increases in death rates. And when that's what you're talking about in England, they're increasing the death rates and chronic disease. and decreasing the birth rates because radiation causes infertility. Both evident in the vital statistics of many countries since 1945. And I've gone to lots of countries and collected the data, and it's in the vital statistics of Japan, the U.S., and many other countries. So this is about Henry Kissinger and depopulation. Quote from the National Security Memo 200. Dr. Henry Kissinger proposed in his memorandum to the National Security Council that, quote, depopulation should be the highest priority of U.S. foreign policy towards the third world, unquote. He quoted reasons of national security and because the U.S. economy will require large and increasing amounts of minerals from abroad, especially from less developed nation countries.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever a lessening of population can increase the prospects for such stability, population policy becomes relevant to resources, supplies, and to the economic interests of the U.S.
Yeah, and when we get back from the other end of the break to start our second hour, I'd like you to continue with that thought and on nanotubes.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Parker Pathways, and Dr. Wynn Parker is February 3, 2007. We have as our guest Lorraine Moray, who has done some extraordinary work in exposing deteriorated uranium and its implications. We have a caller, John from Tennessee. John, are you on air? John?
I'm here, Dr. Parker. Thank you.
Thanks for calling the show, John.
Well,
we have
thank
to
you.
Ask for our wonderful guest here, Lorraine.
Yes, I do. And first of all, thank you, Lorraine, for what you're doing. You know, I heard you mentioning uranium hexafluoride. And I've told Dr. Parker before, I've transported chemicals for years. My question for you is there any relation between uranium hexafluoride and SF6, which has been reported to be something that's in the chemtrails? They're finding traces of FS6. Is there any relation between the two?
Well, that's a good question. What I do know is that the fluoride escaped from drinking water supplies, reservoirs, and so forth into the atmosphere, and it started screwing up atmospheric processes and the proper transmission of electromagnetic frequencies. And so Edward Teller in the nuclear weapons lab had to do something about that. And so they started flying planes, military and secretly commercial planes, through the air across America, releasing chemical trails. They were aluminum and barium particulates, which reacted with the fluoride and neutralized it in the atmosphere. Now, what has happened since then is chemtrails are now being used for a different purpose, and that is to serve as electromagnetic frequency mirrors in the sky for HARP transmissions. HARP is the High Auroral Atmospheric Research Project, which is three very large ground array antenna systems around the Arctic Circle. And the University of California has been involved with developing all kinds of weapons of mass destruction. It's actually the weapon of mass destruction contractor for Wall Street bankers and the City of London bankers. And this large antenna around the Arctic Circle is being used to modify weather, to trigger tectonic warfare, and also for global mind control. Now, I cannot answer your specific question, but I can give you the history of the chemtrails.
Well, my question, I would add to it a little bit, if I understand correctly, and please correct me if I'm wrong, FS6 is actually one of the elements or chemicals that that affect global warming. I guess it's the most effective way to perpetrate global warming if it were man-made. Is that true?
I have no doubt that there may be very valid evidence to support what you're saying. It does explain more about the purpose of HARP. That would all be tied to HARP to accelerate global warming. And
we're going to come to the end of the hour, and I want to make sure that both of you have this. Lorraine's mentioning a very important point about the HARP program. When the HARP program went into effect, they put a HARP in Arizona. And for that purpose, for FS6.
Did they really?
Yes, and that was the change, as Lorraine is putting out, the beta wave of the...